So, I've been getting requests to just kind of do more whispering things, and I'm a little too pragmatic to just whisper about anything. So I figured, what are things that people have to whisper during? And I came up with three different things. People have to whisper in libraries, at the cinema, and at the museum. So I figured I could have like a sort of series where I talk in whispers about books and movies and possibly art exhibits. I did do one audio where I talked about art exhibits, but it wasn't whispers, it was just my normal voice. But I'm very happy to talk in whispers if it's something I like to talk about. And I really like to talk about books and movies, so the first thing I want to talk about is a movie, and it is very fitting to this. It is A Quiet Place, so I went to go see A Quiet Place about 2 weeks ago, I want to say. It wasn't right when it came out, it was just shortly after. So the theater wasn't too full, but it was an amazing movie, oh my god. So this was somewhat of like a sleeper hit for people. I guess nobody thought it was going to be really great, but I had an inkling since I saw the trailer because it reminded me so much of this book called Bird Box. And this book, it was kind of the same idea as a movie where there are these, like, monsters or aliens or something, and you have to navigate your life without one of your senses in order to keep yourself safe from them. And also, it's, like, primarily about the things that parents will do in order to keep their kids safe. So that's what I loved about the book. It was just how far this mom was willing to go in order to keep her kids safe. It was wild. But it was an amazing book. So I was like, if A Quiet Place is going for the same thing, they are going to hit it, and it is going to be so fucking good. And I tell you, it was. I love horror. So I knew I was going to love it, but I didn't know I was going to love it as much as I did. I was sobbing during some part of it. It was just so very much overwhelming, which I think is one of the things that horror should be. It should be that you feel just such overwhelmingness of feelings, and horror, fear is generally one of those feelings that are associated with horror films, but it can also be like anxiety or desperation. Desperate. of different horror. So, as I was talking about earlier, horror movies are just kind of meant to make you feel really strong emotions. And that's all I expect out of them. And we've been seeing some really cool new kinds of horror recently with that Get Out movie, and then also with Mother. Those bring very strong feelings with them too. I think there's a lot of fear in Get Out. And then in Mother, it's just a lot of anxiety. It's shot in such a way that you almost feel yourself going into like these tight circles in your mind. And then there's one scene, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about, that I just, oh my god, I just wanted to scream. It was so much. It was absolutely terrifying. Just gripping the scene. And I really need to watch that movie again. It's been quite a while since I've seen that. I saw it right when it came out, so it's been a long time. I really need to see that again. And then maybe I can talk more about it. I think that's something I would love to talk about. One other movie I want to rewatch and talk Swiss Army Man with Daniel Radcliffe. If I remember this movie correctly, it is a nonstop giggle fest for me. I was laughing the whole time. It's very funny, very charming. My kind of shit. So The Story of Arthur True Love by Elizabeth Berg. So I'm probably going to be talking about that in about a week. If y'all want to read it, or at least read a summary on it, that would be pretty cool. And then maybe we could have some discussion and PMs or comments. I would love that. I love talking about books. If you've seen I've experienced your love, so talk to me about it. If you have a book or movie recommendation too, I would love to hear it. I read all sorts. I read fiction and nonfiction. I love memoirs, specifically memoirs about non-extraordinary people. Just me whispering about A Quiet Place, and also general nicely.